Damn. It feels a hell of a lot different now that I'm actually here. Fuck it. I came here to tell him everything, and that's what I'm gonna do. Hey, cutie. Happy to see me. I know you said you always have time to talk to me if I wanted. No, nothing's wrong. I just wanted to stop by my best friend's place and talk. We haven't gotten to see each other today yet. I'd love to take a seat. Your bed's always so comfy. How in the hell is this mattress so damn comfy when you live in the fucking dorms? It's not fair. I thought I was living big in the upperclassmen dorms, but the mattresses could have been made out of fucking rocks and I wouldn't be able to tell the difference. Enough about that. Come on, take a seat, stranger. It's your room. Isn't this nice? We don't get many chances to just sit and talk together anymore. I really miss this. Something's different about me today? Ah, the outfit's awesome, right? I know you said that purple is your favorite color, so you must love the sweatshirt a whole lot. I'm glad you noticed. Don't act all coy now. I know you've been paying more attention to what I wear ever since I dyed my hair silver. Listen, that's actually kind of what I came here to talk about. No, of course not. You're not being creepy or weird at all. To be honest, it makes me happy that you like my outfits. Goth shit isn't exactly in style, but you're still rooting for me despite that. It's the exact opposite of creepy to me, I promise. Yes, really. You should believe me because I came here to tell you that I love you and I want you to be my boyfriend. I'm totally 100% serious, cutie. No tricks. This isn't a joke or something horrible like that. What? Why would you say you're not good enough? How fucking rude! How could she say something like that to you? Some people have no damn class at all, I swear. Look, I don't want someone better or more macho or whatever the hell you're thinking of. I want you. You're super funny, always kind to others, and you make me feel so cool. Don't laugh at me. I'm serious. You always encourage me to be myself, even when everyone else looks at me like I just got into a fight with a Hot Topic clearance rack. I know people give you shit sometimes for hanging out with me. I've seen enough pentagrams and devil horns drawn all over your door to piece that together. But not once have you ever complained about it or stopped talking to me because of it, and I think that's really sweet. So, what do you say? I'm not kidding when I call you cutie. Cutie. Oh, enough of that bullshit. Come here. Look me in the eyes when I say this, okay? Good. I don't care what your body looks like. You don't need to be able to lift a semi with your pinky in order to get me to like you. I like you how you are. I can wrap my arms around you and hold you tight. Just like this. What was that? No. Please, say it again for the people in the back. I'm so happy to hear you say that you love me too. Say it again. What? Just because I'm goth doesn't mean I can't get excited over a cute boy. Just for that, you've earned yourself another bear hug. Of course, we can stay like this for a while, cutie. Why wouldn't I want to spend time cuddling my wonderful boyfriend? As an extra special gift from yours truly, let me play with your hair. I love it when you blush like that. Now that we're dating, I'll have to get you red like that more often. Why, yes, that is me asking you out on a date, mister. It's a little late, so how do burgers sound? Sick. It's a date then.